condemning the Biden admin on disastrous open border as Title 42 to end. Texas border business. Austin, Texas, Commissioner Don Buckingham, MD, released the following statement regarding the massive spike in illegal immigration on the expiration date of Title 42, a policy put in place by the Trump administration in order to expel migrants from the border. Under the Biden administration, illegal immigration on our southern border has skyrocketed at an alarming rate. Being a border state, Texas has borne the brunt of this administration's disastrous open border policies. Our wonderful border communities are being overrun and destroyed by crime, ongoing property damage, and the resources in these communities are being drained due to the constant influx of illegal immigration. The Biden administration and elitist DC Democrats have turned a blind eye on these small communities. Their inaction has allowed drug and human trafficking to spill across our porous border and filter in throughout our state and this nation. The federal government's inaction on our border is not only appalling, it's downright dangerous. This lawlessness is unprecedented. Thousands of Americans are dying at the hands of fentanyl each and every month across the country, and there seems to be no end in sight. While Biden has refused to come to Texas's aid, our state has stepped up, defending Texans and enforcing the rule of law. A debt of gratitude is owed to our Texas law enforcement officers. These brave men and women have stepped up in a dire situation in order to safeguard our great state. It is my promise to all Texans, the Texas General Land Office, GLO, will use all means available at our agency to gain complete operational control of the border. Commissioner Buckingham has vowed that the Texas General Land Office will use all means available to gain complete operational control of the border. In April of 2023, when learning of islands located in the Rio Grande in Maverick County, Eagle Pass, Commissioner Buckingham declared these islands as state-owned and authorized Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and Texas Rangers permission to access these border islands for the purpose of policing to curb the ongoing border crisis at our southern border.